I said, well, I wish they'd give me about 100 miles square. That land in New Mexico right this side of Demings. Said, what would you do with it? I said, I'd put an ad in these two papers, this small old paper, the Rush Springs paper, about where Tallman gave them 100 square miles of land. Mm-hmm. I said, they said I had to take that and keep it. This lawsuit would start right there.
That's
oh, that country is a lot of that too solid to hold the world together. Mm-hmm. Places out there that hadn't had rain in 8 months.
Good.
I've got a niece, I would say, well, it wasn't son in law, his daddy, Coolidge. He said, how do you like Coolidge? I said, I just like it fine. It just suits you, but it don't suit me. Mm-hmm.
Coolidge, oh yeah, that's... I like that country between Phoenix and Tucson and down south of Tucson.
I said, son-in-law, I said, Newt, what does your dad want to stay there for? Said it's the first time he ever had a home. Hmm. And he's got a job that he can do, pays off good. Said he would just stay there, and I said, that's all right of me. I'm not crowdy.
Well, I went out there in 46 and went out from California. I grew up there and went to Arizona to go to school. Oh, it took about a month to get used to it, but then I started to like it, and I had trouble leaving that place. Down around Tucson, I liked the town, I liked the country around.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Not now.
The shape I got in, I got turned around. Seemed like north was south all the time. And after we were sitting out there in the yard one night and clear, and the stars and things come up, and I said, well, I'm straightened out now. Said, how's that? I said, well, you see that dipper yonder pointing to that north star? I said, yeah. But you know, next morning, George, I still turned right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good country there.
There is.
Around Phoenix.
There's a lot of poor country, too.
And there's all around, not far from there, there's a lot of just as poor as it can get.
You get down in the Superstition Mountains, and that's country they can't even give back to the Indians. The Indians don't want it.
Well, now there you go. That's a pretty nice town, Phoenix is. But we went through, going to Coolidge down there, we went through an Indian village. Pretty good sized place. And boy, that smell was there. Hmm. I said, Dad, I don't want them to do something with it. Said, you can't. I said, this is pretty good looking Indian girls there. Said, yeah, but if you take them clothes apart of them all up, you'd wonder. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll tell you what they'll do. Said, they'll wear a bunch of clothes till they get dirty. And they'll go buy them some new ones and put them right on top of them. Said, that's right. Said, now that's a fact. That's the way them gals does. I said,
warm.
No way, no wonder stuff smells so rich around there. Well, son-in-law, the girl's man, he's a carpenter. He don't do a thing but hang doors and windows.
Hmm.
It costs $4.29 an hour.
Holy smoke.
He's working for Dale Webb, you know, the man that owns the Yankees.